I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember with Explorations in VOA Special English. In the early 1800s, traveling in the United States was dangerous. Business and trading were limited. Then came the waterway called the Erie Canal. It helped build America.
July 4th, 1817, was a special day in Rome, New York. People there celebrated the anniversary of America's independence from Britain. They also marked the groundbreaking for the building of the Erie Canal. When it was completed, 8 years later, the canal became America's first national waterway. The Erie Canal crossed the state of New York from the city of Buffalo on Lake Erie to Albany and Troy on the Hudson River. The Hudson River flowed into the Atlantic Ocean at New York City. So the canal joined the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean. The canal made New York City a major port.
The difficulty of traveling through the Appalachian Mountains had kept many people from going west. The mountains also prevented people in the west from sending their wood and farm products east. But the canal overcame the natural barrier of those mountains. It helped open the American West. The Erie Canal made the United States a richer and stronger young nation.
Politicians, businessmen, farmers, and traders had talked about creating a canal connecting the Great Lakes with the Atlantic Ocean for 100 years. A lawyer and politician named DeWitt Clinton finally succeeded in getting the canal built. As early as 1809, Clinton saw the need for the canal. Then he had to defend his idea against people who laughed at him. Some critics called the canal Clinton's folly, a stupid project. In 1812, the federal government rejected a proposal to provide money for the canal. But 5 years later, the New York State Legislature provided more than $7 million for the project. The lawmakers named Clinton to head a committee to supervise the development of the canal. DeWitt Clinton was elected governor of New York that same year.
The Erie Canal was 584 kilometers long, more than 8 meters wide at the bottom, and 1.5 meters deep. It could not have been completed without the hard and dangerous labor of many workers. Historians say about one-third of the workers had recently moved to the United States from Ireland. They received about 50 cents a day for building the Erie Canal. The men used explosives to break the rocky earth. Many workers were injured. Many were infected with the disease malaria. 26 workers died of smallpox. Some were buried in unmarked graves along the canal.
Big guns were fired in October 1825 in Buffalo, New York. The cannons were part of a celebration to observe the completion of the Erie Canal. Governor DeWitt Clinton and his wife left Buffalo on a barge called the Seneca Chief. The boat moved at the rate of less than 5 kilometers per hour. It reached the Hudson River 9 days later. To mark the arrival, Governor Clinton dropped some water from Lake Erie into the Hudson River.
Within 10 years, the Erie Canal had repaid the cost of building it. Transportation of products by canal was less costly than other methods. The waterway carried barges. Most of these boats had flat bottoms for carrying goods. The barges measured up to 24 meters long and about 4.5 meters wide. Mules and horses on land pulled the barges through the canal using ropes. 83 devices, called locks, raised the barges on the canal by more than 170 meters from the Hudson River to Lake Erie. Men and animals worked hard to pull the barges. A mule named Sal became famous in a folk song called The Erie Canal. Ken Darby and the Whiskey Hill Chorus sing about life on the canal.
I've got an old mule and her name is Sal.
15 miles on the Erie Canal.
She's a mighty slow worker but a good old pal.
15 miles on the Erie Canal.
We've hauled some barges.
Over time, the canal grew. Many improvements were made between 1835 and 1862. But a few years later, the canal began to lose importance. Trains were becoming an easier and more profitable way to transport goods. As the Erie Canal was losing business, some of its levees began to break. Levees normally hold back the water, preventing floods. The breaks damaged the towpaths next to the canal and stopped travel.
Age or heavy rains often caused the levees to break. But the breaks were not always an accident. Towns like Forest Port, New York, had been suffering from the closing of businesses. Then, in the last years of the 1800s, several area levees broke under suspicious conditions. Breaks in the levees should have been bad news for Forest Port. Difficult repairs were needed. But few people in the town seemed sad about the breaks. Instead, many were pleased. Almost 2,000 men were brought in to repair the damage. That was more than the normal population of Forest Port. People crowded into places to eat, drink, and play games of chance. The town had money again. Life became as profitable and wild as it had been during the best days of trade on the canal.
The administration of New York Governor Theodore Roosevelt grew suspicious. Officials investigated. State officials charged several men from Forest Port with plotting to damage canal property. Newspaper reporter Michael Doyle recently wrote a book called The Forest Port Breaks. He wrote the book after researching his ancestors who had lived in Forest Port. Mr. Doyle said he learned that his great-grandfather took part in the wrongdoing. At the beginning of the book, a farmer sees water flooding over a levee in Forest Port. He warns local officials. His warning prevents more severe damage. But some of the townspeople do not praise the farmer for his action. Instead, Mr. Doyle writes that they want to kill him.
We were 40 miles from Albany. Forget it, I never shall. What a terrible storm we had one night on Erie Canal.
Oh, the Erie was a-rising, and the gin was a-getting low. And I scarcely think we'll get
get a drink till we get to Buffalo.
By 1903, some businesses were pressuring New York to build a whole system of canals. These people did not want the railroads to completely control the transport of goods. So the state formed the New York State Barge Canal System in 1918. The Erie Canal became the largest part, linked to three shorter canals. The canal system stayed busy until 1959. At that time, the United States and Canada opened the St. Lawrence Seaway. This waterway permitted ocean ships to sail up the St. Lawrence River and through the Great Lakes. The Erie Canal lost a lot of its business.
But the Erie Canal and the other parts of the New York Canal system got help. In 1991, people who cared about the historic canal held a big public event. The group is called Erie's Restoration Interests Everyone. It made the same trip that had celebrated completion of the Erie Canal in 1825. As Governor and Mrs. Clinton had done, the group traveled from Buffalo, New York, to the Hudson River. A man taking the part of DeWitt Clinton dropped water from Lake Erie into New York Harbor. A few days later, citizens voted to take measures to redevelop the canal system. Today, barges still use the system to transport heavy goods. One estimate says the canal system carries more than 400,000 tons of goods each year. More than 150,000 pleasure boats also use the system each year.
Today, an area called the Canal Way National Heritage Corridor contains parts of the Erie Canal of the 1800s. You can walk, run, or ride a bicycle in this area. You can take pictures or study plants, birds, and other wildlife. You can ride on the canal in a small boat called a canoe. Or you can take a historic Erie Canal boat trip. Thousands of people do this every year. The boat moves slowly along the water. You can listen to guides tell about the animals and the men who pulled the barges. And musicians play songs of the days when the Erie Canal was helping a young nation grow.
Sal, 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal.
This program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Mario Ritter. Our studio engineer was Kelvin Fowler. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week for Explorations in VOA Special English.
Coming to a town, and you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. We'd better look around for a job, old gal, 15 miles on the Erie Canal, 'cause you bet your life I'd never part with Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal, get up there, mule, here comes a lock. We'll make Rome about 6 o'clock. One more trip and back we'll go, right back home to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, 'cause we're coming to a town. And you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. Thank you. coming to a town, and you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. Low bridge, everybody down, low bridge, 'cause we're coming to a town, and you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal.